reasonably conclude that when the apostles mention the blood of Christ, they're referring to the Spirit of God. They are the same thing. When the Bible speaks of the blood of Christ, it is speaking of the Holy Ghost because Jesus referred to it in that way. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When Paul talks of the communion, the true communion of God that's in the Spirit, that's in the blood of Christ and in the body of Christ, the breaking of the body of Christ to one another, he says, I speak as unto wise men. Judge you what I say. In Revelation 7:4, we're told that the saints of God washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Now you tell me, if the blood of Christ was the natural fluid that came out of Jesus' body when he was whipped and crucified, and you took that fluid and washed your clothes in it, what color would your clothes come out to be? Your own common sense and reason that you have from God tells you. You know that if you took that natural blood that flowed out of Jesus' body, your clothes would be washed red. But in Revelation 7, it says that the saints wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. It's the blood of the Lamb that cleanses you from every sin. The blood of Christ makes our spiritual robes white. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Here's another example from Ephesians 2:13. Paul wrote that we are brought near to God by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb is what gets us close to God. 5 verses later, in 2:18, Paul said, we have access to the Father by the Spirit. Which way is it? Or is it either or? Sometimes the blood gets you to God, sometimes the Spirit. You know that's not true. The Spirit is the blood that washes away sin and gives life to the body of Christ. 1 Peter 1:18 speaks of incorruptible blood. Incorruptible means eternal, deathless. It's not natural. It's immortal. The blood of Christ is incorruptible. It is what redeems us to God. It is the Spirit. We are redeemed when we receive the Spirit, the true blood of Christ. You cannot separate the blood of Christ from the Holy Ghost because they are the same thing. You cannot reasonably conclude, based upon the revelation of God, that your sins are washed away and then later you get an extra blessing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is unreasonable and unrighteous. Your sins are not washed away by the blood of Christ before you receive the Holy Ghost. Your sins, as were Paul's, are washed away when you receive the Holy Ghost, because the Spirit is the life-giving blood of Christ.